USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Calling U.S. immigration policy pathetic, President Donald Trump told reporters at his Florida resort he may just go ahead and close the border with Mexico this coming week.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
The president says they're running out of detention space, and the illegal immigrants just keep coming in record numbers. He says if he closes the border, it could remain that way for some time. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, small availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Cell phone video went viral recently detailing an exchange between an activist and ICE agents. Activist Brian McCormick tells NBC his organization trains community members to know what to do when faced with ICE agents.
Our organization facilitates trainings for community members and allies. It essentially gives you the knowledge of what your rights are, and so I knew that I did not have to open the door to my vehicle nor to my house without a judicial warrant as mandated by the Constitution. I think this is very important because we do have rights, and those rights have power.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians gathered today at rallying points near the Israeli border to mark the first anniversary of weekly protests in the Gaza Strip. Israeli troops fired tear gas and opened fire at small crowds of activists who approached the border fence. At least one Palestinian was killed. 13 protesters were reportedly wounded by live fire. Pope Francis was met by Moroccan King Mohammed VI when he landed today in the North African nation. He's there to strengthen ties between Christians and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A bill in Georgia further restricting abortions is one step closer to becoming a law. USA's Tim Berg has more.
A heartbeat bill in Georgia heads to the desk of Governor Brian Kemp, who has said he will sign the law. House Bill 481 would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is around 6 weeks. And regarding that heartbeat, Executive Director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN.
And the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
The governor has vowed to sign the bill. The legislation makes exceptions in the case of rape and incest, but only when the woman files a police report first. In this week's Democratic address, Senator Tina Smith talks about the need for Congress to tackle climate change.
Unfortunately, too many Republicans in Washington right now, and particularly our current president, refuse to accept these facts. We can't respond to this crisis until both parties acknowledge that we have a crisis. So recently, Democrats asked for a bipartisan special committee on the climate. When Republicans refused, we forged ahead by appointing 10 Democratic members to Senate Democrats' Special Committee on Climate Change. And I'm very happy to be one of the senators.
This past week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said climate change is a pillar of House Democrats' legislative agenda in the new Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.